You need shishim keneged the treif of flesh and the bone that came with the treif of flesh. But the din is that the bone is mutter. Gidin, atzomas, kanaim, plofim, all of these things are mutter. Only besar behemoth tomato is mutter. Or besar nevela. Or besar treif for the bone is mutter. So the din need shishim keneged the bone of the Yisraelot. So if someone would ask me, I would have said, it's a machloikis in the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadiches. That's the sugi of Rabbi Shela. The Gemara has a machloikis. Whether well, called Yisrim Shabbat Torah, a bottle b'shisham, a bottle b'meya. Taisa says the whole Gemara must be an asmachta b'mid'rabbanam because it's talking min b'mina, flesh and flesh is min b'mina. So in our Torah, it's bottle chad b'trei. The whole thing is purely an asmachta. It's only min b'mina and yitshisham b'mid'rabbanam b'gzeirot min b'shena mina. Min b'shena mina means because tamkika is their isa. Tamkika is the Rabbanon, so then it should probably be a gzeru l'gzeru. So it doesn't even make sense to say that you need, even with the Rabbanon, that you need shishin by bimimimim. Okay, so Tosis says in Asmachtim Rabbanon. Rashi learned pshat in the sugi that it's a psadin daraisa, that whenever you have lach balach, that's what it sounds like from Rashi. Whenever you have lach balach, you always need shishin in our Torah, even in bimimim. And the whole discussion of bimimimim b'mashu who is after shishin, or the whole discussion of tamkika daraisa, love daraisa is after shishin. But you always need by mimimin, and shishim sounds like minatur. So the Gemara says, what's the machlekes, whether you learn from Zerah B'Shela that you need shishma, you need mayo? So the Gemara says, this is the shayla. Do you say, basa batzomis l'bahari, basa batzomis misharinan? You have to calculate shishim, you have to be mevatel the bones of the Yisra also. Even though the bones of the Yisra are mutter, like kanaim, gidim, and tzomis, and so on, or it's mutter, but nonetheless, it's a din, sounds the way Rashi learns a din deraisa, that you have to calculate shishim keneged the carrier of the Yisr. Since the carrier of the Yisr is the bone that has the flesh on it, so you need shishim keneged the whole thing, even though the bone doesn't give it tam Yisr, the bone is at the gomer. That's the mocker for the whole idea of chadnan b'shari surim being deraisa, that you have to calculate the shir bitl keneged the carrier of the Yisr, for not gemar. That's what it sounds like. So the Gemara says, if you say basa batzomis lebahari basa batzomis misharinon, then you have to be mevatel the bone of the Yisr also. And if you say basa lebahari basa misharinon, then the Gemara says you're going to have mayo. But if you say basa batzomis lebahari basa batzomis misharinon, then you're going to have shisha. That's what it says in the Gemara. So weren't those the two lashonis in the Gemara? So in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not like either shita. Mechab starts off tzadik tes chatichas nevelu sheyesh bo basa batzomis. It's a treif of flesh that's attached to the bones. That's still attached to the bones. If you detach the flesh from the bones, then for sure you don't have to be mevatel of bones. The bones are like a piece of paper that falls in, like a piece of wood that falls in. That for sure, it's only talking the basar of the nevelu still attached to the bone. So what's the din? Atzmai so yisam it starfim im haheter levatel ha'isur. Beitzach lamisha atzmai so hetem it starfim im haheter. That's not like any shita. The Gemara had one shita, and the Gemara was batzavat somas lebahari batzavat somas misharina. You have to be mevatel. You need shishim. Why shishim? Because you measure the whole thing and the whole thing. So the whole thing is batzavat somas. And basa batzamas said, atzmes haheter are mevatel the iser, but you need shishim keneged the atzamas of the iser also. Chabas says not so. Chabas says you don't need shishim keneged the bone of the iser. So then the Gemara says, according to that opinion, that it should be meya. Why? Because basa lebhari basa masharina. You don't assume that the tam becomes mispashit in the bones even of the heter. So even the bones of the heter are not mitzar from levatel. So this sheet is the loikeman. So where did he get it from? So the answer is, the Vilna Gaon says, it's based on a Yerushalmi. Not exactly what it is. You see, it's a long beer agro. Very long beer agro. The Rosh quotes the Yerushalmi. The Rosh and the Rosh and Mishnais and Trumas, they quote Yerushalmi, they say that's what it says in the Yerushalmi. It makes very good sense that if there wouldn't be any Gemaras, I would have said what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But the Gemara is against it. They're both Lashonis and the Bavli. And Daf Tzadik Ches, Amar Aleph, going over time, but both of the Shonis are against it. This is what the Rash and the Rosh quoted based on the Yerushalmi. Then the Mechaber says, Aval Hamboich Shabbat Tzomis, Shabbat Tzmesis, and Mitztarf and Moisa. Yeah, that's a Gemara B'Kamen B'Kaimis. If you have a bone, Etzem Sheyesh Bo Moach, so the din is that bones don't become nifsal belina. If you have a korban chatos and you leave it till alos hashachar, or you have a korban shlom and you leave it shnei yam and v'layla echad, so you leave it after this man, it becomes a noisa, it becomes nifsal belina. We call it noisa, and there's an isa karis if you eat it. So the Gemara says in Psochim that bones alone don't become noisa. Bones are not roi lachila, but if you have boyach, moyach, etz mishyesh ba moyach, the marrow inside the bone, which is edible, that's mamish dina kibosar. The Gemara says that you yotze korban pesach, if you eat a kazayis bosar, if you eat a kazayis of etz mishyesh ba moyach, if you eat the marrow inside, you'll be yotze the korban pesach. The Gemara said there's an averi, you're not allowed to crack the bones. There's special din by korban pesach only, etz mishyesh ba bo. You're not allowed to crack the bones. So why don't you say, the Gemara asked in Zvachim, why don't you say esadech alay sesay? Why don't you say, let's say, till he says the Haggadah, it takes him a long time. He has a whole chabura of 15 people, and they're all shutzvim on one Korban Pesach, and all the others are already finished with Chad Gadya, and he's going slowly. By the time he comes to eat the Korban Pesach, there's nothing left. They ate up all the flesh. There's nothing left. They forgot all about him. So the only possibility for him, he can't be in Mismana on someone else's Korban Pesach, Lach HaShchita. The din is he can only become the Munah on the Korban Pesach Nechaim before he do the Shchita. All the Dalar Avodis Adam, Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika have to be done after you're ready Mimun on the Korban Pesach. So you can't become Mimun after the Shchita. So the only possibility for me to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Korban Pesach is to crack open one of the bones and to suck out a kazayis of Moyach Shebetecho Etzim. So the Gemara in Zvachim raises the question, why shouldn't you say Eseh Deich Alois Eseh when it's the Epshe L'Kayim Shneim? That's the only possibility for me, the only way for me to be Yotze the Mitzvah. Normally you say if it's Efshe L'Kayim Shneim, but here it's Efshe L'Kayim Shneim. The only way for me, they ate up the whole flesh of the Korban Pesach. The only way for me to be Yotze in the Mitzvah of Korban Pesach is to crack open a bone. So the Gemara says that's the halacha that Efshe L'Kayim Shneim Sheba Migdash. And based on Migdash, you don't apply the rule of Efshe L'Kayim Shneim. Only Chutz L'Migdash. I think we once mentioned Rabbi Yosef Engel gives a biur why it should be so. He says the Ramban writes on the pasuk Zohar, as Yom Shabbos Lekatshoi in Parshas Yisro, Ramban says that there are several discrepancies between the text of the Aseres Hadibros as it appears in Yisro and the text as it appears in Vos Chan. How come the Gemara is only worried about Zohar V'Shomer? Why aren't they worried about the other discrepancies? So he says, anybody who knows Gemara, knows Tanakh, knows that when it quotes something in Tanakh, it's not necessarily verbatim. So it could be that neither is the accurate text of the Aseres Hadibros, not what it says in Yisro, not what it says in Dvarim. Whatever it was exactly the same text for the Luchas Rishonis, Luchas Shnius. It wasn't a difference. The Pasuk says, Alei Elai Har Bechtelchos Hadvar Mashiach Hayu Al Alachos Harishon Mashiach Shibarto. Going to be the exact same text. So it could be that both texts are just the gist of what it said. So that didn't bother the Gemara. The fact that there's a discrepancy, this is a gist of what it says. But Zohar V'Shomer, that's a problem. Because Zohar is a mitzvah ses and Shomer is a mitzvah lo ses. So that's a discrepancy. What is it supposed to be? Could be that it didn't say Zohar, it didn't say Shama, it said a third Nusach. But what did the Nusach say? Did it say Velosh and Mitzvah Sesei? Did it say Velosh and Mitzvah Sloy Sesei? That's how the Ramban starts off. It has a lot of comments on Zohar. It has a lot of comments. So then he says, and there's a basic difference between an essay and a Loy Sesei. What's a big deal? An essay, a Loy Sesei, what's the difference? No, there's a big difference. The 248 mitzvahs essay and the 365 mitzvahs less essay, and the two different things. The source of all of the obligation to fulfill mitzvahs essay flows from the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. You love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you go out of your way to do his wishes. And the source of all of the less essay stems from Yiras Hashem. You have Yiras Hashem, so you don't want to violate the Averis. So that's what the Ramban says, and as we all know, that Avos Hashem is on a higher level than Yiras Hashem. So that's why there's a din of Eseh Deich Alois Eseh. That's how the Ramban says. And then he goes on to have more comments on Zohar, Sam Shavuz, and Kach. So Yosef Engel says, that comment that the Ramban says, that Avos Hashem is a higher level of Avodah than Yiras Hashem, and that's Eseh Deich Alois Eseh, that's only applicable Chutz LeBeis HaMikdosh. But in the Beis HaMikdosh, we have a Pasuk in Mikdoshi Tira'u. So the Gemara says in the first Perek in Yibam, is around Davhei, Davah, what do you mean Mikdoshi Tira'u? When you walk in the Beis HaMikdash, you should be afraid that the walls are going to collapse on you. No, it's a hazard. It's a health hazard. So you shouldn't allow anyone to walk in the Beis HaMikdash. Mikdashi Tiro, the Gemara says, Abraisa lo min HaMikdash datta misyara lemisha tziva al HaMikdash. You have to have Yerushamayim in the Beis HaMikdash. Yerushamayim in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a mitzvah, Hashem lekach HaTiro. There's a mitzvah to Yerushalayim all the time. What's miyuchad about the Beis HaMikdash? So obviously Mikdashi Tiro means that you should emphasize these are counted as two mitzvahs. One mitzvah to have Yerushalayim all over the world, another mitzvah says to have extra degree of Yerushalayim when you are in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests maybe that's the reason why the Gemara says there in Zvachim around Daf Tzadik Zayin, also Daf Tzadik Ches, that Ein Eser Dechal Eseser Sheba Mikdash. Maybe the reason why is because in Mikdash you have to emphasize Yiras Hashem as opposed to Avas Hashem, and the whole reason why Eser Dechal Eseser is because Avas Hashem is on a higher level than Yiras Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash is Nitazer. But I'll call upon him, that's what the Gemara says there in Zvachim. You can be Yotzeh the mitzvah of Achilles Karban Pesach, you would have theoretically been able to be out to the mitzvah of Achilles Karban Pesach by eating the Moyach Shebetech Etzim, but you can't get to it. You're not allowed to crack a bone. Special day in Etzim Lashish Berubo. In other Karbonis, there is no such lav. Etzim Lashish Berubo. So there is a mitzvah to eat the Moyach Shebetech Etzim, and if you left it over after the Zman of the Karban, then it's Taka Nipsal Balina. So you have to burn the bones because of the Moyach Shebetech Etzim, the bones per se. Don't become nifsal belina, but the mayach shebetach etzim becomes nifsal belina.
Let's say someone breaks open the bones. Can you go and eat, are you chayav to go and eat the moach then?
Probably are. I think so. That's not a mitzvah. Is that a mitzvah babavera? You have to be done as in a mitzvah babavera. The pashta says that it's not a mitzvah babavera.
You do
the amir lenochri. Interesting kasha. I don't know. I don't think you're allowed to, but it's an interesting question. Why not? Why not? I don't know. So what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's din. Mayach Shabbat Tzomis is dino ki iser. It's dino ki basar. The etzim is not dino ki basar. The mayach shabbatecha etzim is beguf hakdeir. Ainim mitzaref islaim ho iser veloyim ha heter. Yeah, loyim ho iser veloyim ha heter. The guf hakdeir is not mitzaref with the heter to be mevatel b'shishim. Why is that so? Why is that so? The tam is not going to be mispashe. So that says later, because we don't know how much was nivla. We don't know how much is going to be nivla there. So you can't rely on that. Yeah. Then the Ramo says, V'yesh machirim shalol tzarf atzmes ho hi isur im haheter levatel. Oh, that's the other opinion in the Babli. That... the basav atzamis lebadi basav atzamis misharvina. When you're calculating shishim, you have to have shishim not only kineged, but the Ramah doesn't even quote that. The other opinion in the Babli was that it's not enough to have shishim kineged the besar ha'isur. You have to have shishim kineged the basa with the etzim. But the Ramah doesn't go so far. Yesh machamim shalol tzarf atzim suisa maheter levatel makam hevs yeshlis machamikilim amatirim yichene ikadika din is like that. So the Shach says in base, but you don't not. Not that the Ramo is saying Yesh Machmirim, like it says in the Babli, that you have to be Mevatl, the Bosev Vatzomas. No, he says it's not Mitzarf with the Heter, and also Veloy Leiser, the Gam Lo Leiser. So that's against this Mechaber and the Ramo, is against the both opinions in the Babli. It's in Gansan, they disregarded the Babli. The following the Rishalmi here, sure. Following the Rishalmi, that is quoted by the Rosh HaMishnayis. The Rashi was the Talmud, the Rabbi in the Talmud, and then the Rosh, generations later, the Rosh quotes the Rashi Mishnayis, and the Yerushalmi quotes the whole discussion. But the Ramah says, Mikar Adin, the Din is like the Mechaber, it's based on the Yerushalmi. That's a problem. There's a famous riff in the very end of Eridin, where the riff says, Aklal, whenever there's a contradiction between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, we always follow the Bavli. So what do you do? There are so many Rambams. It's a problem. What do you do? There are so many Rambams where the Rambam paskins like the Rishonim against the Babli. The Rambam always follows the Rif. And here there are several. Rabbi Gorin published a whole sefer about this. HaRambam b'ha Yerushalmi. So he quotes that I got already. Where's the siman of Babosu Shin Salman Ayin? Where is it? Forgot. There's a Birak Ra But the Bir Agra writes a loshen that the Rambam paskins like the Yerushalmi keneged kedarka lipsik bekama becomes keha Yerushalmi neged abavli. I forgot where it is already. So Rav Goren has a whole sefer on that where he shows the Bir Agra has this. See, a lot of times there's a Rambam that doesn't correspond to the whole sugya. So the Lechem Mishnah stands on his head to try to find emfer, because the Rambam is bothered with Tosis Kasha, and he didn't give Tosis Teretz, he gave a different Teretz. That's how he came up with this Maskana. It's all based on the Bavli. And a lot of times the Merkavis HaMishnah or the Vilna Gaon will just say simply the Rambam, Merkavis HaMishnah often says the Rambam just passes like the Yerushalmi. The Rambam talk is against the Bavli. So that's a Pella, that the Rambam usually follows the Rif, and the Rif in the end of Erevin has this qual, we always follow the Bavli against the Yerushalmi. Yeah, the Rif is about the Mashmiya Kol on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to play a musical instrument on Shabbos. What about to use a knocker on the door? So the Yerushalmi says you're not allowed to knock on the door either. And the knock on the door, Pasha, to let me in. I'm locked out of my house, I lock on the door. So the Yerushalmi says, I think that you're not allowed to knock on the door. That is Mashmiya Kol. And the Bavli holds not so. The Bavli holds only Derech Zemer, or if it's a Kli HaMiyuchad LaHashmas Kol, let's say you have a knocker on the door. So that's a Machloike. So the Ramo is Machmana in Shulchan Aruch. If it's a Kli HaMiyuchad LaHashmas Kol, even though it's not a Kol Shel Zemer, the Ramo writes in Shulchan Aruch, that's also called Mashmiya Kol. And many were make a lot against the Ramo. Many communities in Europe, they had a tradition that's also Mutter. They used to just consider it an Uvda Dechol. They use a knocker on Shabbos, Uvda Dechol, so they have two knockers. One knocker for Shabbos, one knocker for the weekdays. So the knocker for Shabbos wouldn't be an Uvda Dechol. It's Ferris Yisola, Mishnah talks about that. So that's where the original riff is. With the Rif writes that we follow whenever there's a contradiction in the Bavli and Yerushalmi, we always follow the Bavli against the Yerushalmi. And here, this is one of the cases where we don't. There's so many cases where we don't. Samach Gimel. Oh. Ol Simon. Bosa Shinna Salomon Oyin. Here the Vilna Gaon in Sivkot Aleph and Samach Gimel concludes the line like that. He says, Loshna Rama Matzof HaSimen. He says, it's a Rambam. And then he says, it's based on a Yerushalmi. Okay. Then he has on the last line in that Sivkot Aleph. The Afa Gab the Suga de Chulin Enokain, Samach Al HaYerushalmi Kedarka Berov Mekomis. The Rambam very often will pass like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. And the Bir Agra has this a lot of times, and the Merkavis HaMishnah has it a lot of times. So this is one of them. This Tariq Tet, this is not a Rambam, this is the Shulchan Aruch, is paskening like the Yerushalmi against the both Lashonis and the Bab. Okay. Then it has in Siv Beis in the Mechaber, this is easy enough. Ramedvar Mamurim, when do we assume Shatzma Soisim at Star from Ima Heter? That's how the Mechaber said in Siv Aleph. The Atzomas of the Yisra Aheter, because there's no Moyach inside. So not only do you not have to be mevat, not only do you not have to have mishar keneged that tzomus of the yisa, but rather that tzomus of the yisa would start from that. That's only kishenof lachatichas on the beilik. There was heter chaya. It wasn't cooked yet. What happens if I cook the treif a piece of meat with the bone? So then the treif of blia from the flesh will be nivla into the treif of bone. And lo yadinon kama bola, lo yadinon kama nafik b'nei later. Then this treif a steak with the bone that was cooked with the flesh, and the bone was balea, little treif tam, will fall into a pot of kosher food. Avlin is bashla p'chila. If the bone was cooked with the flesh, v'chakach nafal l'kederes heter, then atzom shabam tztarfim ha'ma'isa. While if he shabala mipsar nevel shen is bashla levado, the bone was balea, v'le'adina kamabola, v'le'adina kamenofik minei. So the Gemara said in Chulam, whenever le'adina kamenofik minei, le'adina kamabola, you have to measure shishin keneged the whole bone. So the base is easy enough. Let's see. So Gimel, Visharisum chutz mi basa b'chol ha'til chablum me'iser mitzarefes levatel ha'iser. Why? Because you don't say ha'til ha'atzma nasis nebele. You don't have to have shishim against it. That's mechabel shitosai that he wrote in Simon Tzadik Beis that he only say ha'til ha'nas nebele b'basa b'chol. The Rambam says l'shitosai ve'ein noyagim kein k'kaim l'machol yisum ha'til ha'nas nebele k'dlel Tzadik Beis. Fine, that we know. That's the machlokes, the mechaber and the ramo. Okay. Then the mechaber writes in Siv Dalet, Misharim Bereitel the Kippah v'Chatichas. That's how the Gemara said. The Gemara said, if you hold like Rebuta, the mim b'mino is b'mashahu, then you cannot be, if a chatichas basa fell in, cannot calculate shishin the chatichas basa of heter is going to make shishin kenega chatichas basa shalisa. Then you're only going to be mishar b'reitev of the kippah, not b'chatichas. But we don't pass like Rebuta. Rashi passes like Rebuta, the mim b'mino b'mashahu. But we don't pass like Rabbi Yudah. So that's why it says correctly in the Shulchan Aruch, the Loshon HaGemara. The Gemara had a machlekes Amorim. The first Amorim said, Misharim Beroita Vivikipa Vachatichas. And then Ukim Rav Amor Alei Vidorash. And Rav wanted to disagree with the Rabbi Baba Chana, I think. So he got an Amorim to say in public that he doesn't agree. The Mimimina is Mimasha. So we don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel, Damit Ravayu, Mimimina Mimasha. So we pass him, he calculates Shishim, connected everything. And Misharim Ahetav Ahisa Kemosha Bolafaneinu. Aye, but maybe that's what it says in the Maskanas Agmar. But maybe the Hatichas Isser originally was a larger piece, so maybe a calculation is off. So the answer is, well, the Heter was probably larger in the beginning also. Part of the Heter evaporated too; it shrank a little bit. So you assume that you have no other way of guessing what the volume is. So Misharim Kamoshu Hula Fanein. Fine. Okay. What is this? If you're dealing with the case of min mina, so what's the din? So the whole need for shishim is only with the rabban. So then we have a kula. Misharim gam emesha bolak dera v'yomi b'dof ne'agdera. Misharim zeh be'emad yofav roi mausi kilu hu b'yem. Okay. It's hard to calculate that. Very hard to calculate that. Since the whole need, the Taz explains in Vov, so the whole need for shishim is the rabbanon, and if you have a suffix shishim like by nishbach, then you go lekula. So this whole din that the leyadina kamenofik bnei leyadina kababala. So if it's only min, so then there's room to be made. Okay, misham b'amid yafik fanis. Yeah, and the Taz says we don't pass like this. We always need. We don't pass like this. The last five lines in the Mechaber. You always need shishim. You don't measure how much of the heter was nivla into the doif and agdera.
If you would have held like Rashi that shishim is deraisa,
yeah,
then you couldn't make all this.
Yeah, for sure not. If shishim would be deraisa, for sure not. That's what the Taz explains. The whole cool is that you treat it like a sfeika de rabbanan lekuli. You can make an omid yofer to guess how much, and we don't even though it's only with the rabbanan, we still don't pass like this. We don't believe in the Ayimad Yofer. That's cool.
That doesn't constitute a bitulisa v'chatchila?
Not a bitulisa. It fell in already. That's not bitulisa.
I'm going ahead and eating it, even though I'm not 100% sure that it's batul midrabbanan.
It's a sofik shishim. So we hold the das sheitamein das. If the thing is lefaneinu, and we can't figure out whether we have shishim or not, so it says that that's not Mechaber wrote, that that's not called the sofik shishim. So that was based on this din. If you can't figure it out, so that doesn't count as a suffix to be made called by Sveika the Rabban of the Kul. So that's why we don't pass like the second half in the Mechaber. Okay, so if hey, we started already, and the Shach and Sivkot and Zayin says it's a machlokes harishonim, whether this is a din derais or din derabbanan, we assume that it's only the Rabbanan. So therefore, there are going to be some kulas over here. Yeah, the Pisri Tshuva over here quotes, we spoke already, quotes the Nadi Behuda, who wants to say Achidish that if you have a tarubus of Yavish B'Yavish, then everyone would agree that Eim Avat Anis L'Chatchila should be Anisa Derais. The Ra'or writes like that also in the Berak Abayis, in Hasogas on the Rashbis Torah Abayis, and he has a whole dramatic presentation that it can't be otherwise. And the Rashba writes in the Mishmeres Abayis, he gave a whole dramatic presentation to convince the Ami Ha'aretz that it's so. He says, leave out the drama, and it's just an issue of Eim Avat Anis L'Chatchila, and Eim Avat Anis L'Chatchila is only the Rabbanan. We're not going to win arguments by giving dramatic presentations. He says, he's giving drama to convince an Am Haaretz, but he says that one is the Talmud Chacham knows that Bittul is Bittul, and Eim Avat Anis L'Chatchila is only the Rabbanan, and that's all. But the Nerdy Behuda didn't know the drama. He wasn't aware that there was a Ra'or. And he said on his own. He thinks on his own. That by Yavish be Yavish, it should be Yem Avat Anis L'Chatchila, it should be a din d'oraisa. Yeah.
Is that a ray from Sipurim
and Tzara? Right, some achrayim bring a ray from the Gemara in Kiddushin. Right. So Machrein want to bring a raya to the Nari Behuda, to this. That they about the Nisal Chatchila, by Yavish B'Yavish could be their raya. What exactly is the difference between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach? So the Gemara we mentioned, we already once spoke about it. The Gemara in Bechoras Daf Chav Gimel has an abstract chakira regarding the nature of Bitl B'Roiv. After an Issa, the Gemara that happens to be talking about a Tumah, something is Tomei fell into something that's Tohar, and the Roiv is Tohar, so the Tumah is Bitl B'Roiv. So the Gemara has a Shaila, so there's no Maga. If the thing is Metame B'Maga, since it's Bitl B'Roiv, there's no Maga, because you say, I touched the Roiv, I didn't touch the Miyav. What about Masa? Masa, I'm carrying everything. If the thing that's bottle berayv, the thing that was in this bottle berayv, is something that's mitami b'masa also. So the Gemara says, oh, is it mitami b'masa or not? That depends on a hakira, a philosophical hakira. Whether when you have an isa that becomes nizbatel, so do you say it's commander isa domi or commander leisa domi? So if you say that when the miut is mizbatel berayv, it's commander leisa domi, the halacha treats it as if it's not there, so then there isn't going to be any tumas masa either. But if you say that it is kemandi isidami, but it's batul, so then it's only batul vis-a-vis maga. With respect to masa, it'll still be there. That's one nafkamina the Gemara has. Well, I have tumas masa. Then the Gemara has another nafkamina benegeta chayz avinir. If he says kemanda leisidami, if you say kemanda leisidami, so then it can't be chayz avinir either. If a little bit of davatami became this batul and a lot of davatohar, and it became this battle, and that little more of the Dabba Tommy fell in. Do you say it's Choy Zavinir or not? So if he says Kemanda Isay Dami, but it's temporarily suppressed, so then it'll be Choy Zavinir. But if you say Kemanda Isay Dami, so it won't be Choy Zavinir. So the Kesem Mishnah quotes, and the Gemara has a few cases that are totally Zedizeh, and the Sugim Chorazav Chal Gimel. So the Kesem Mishnah quotes the Mari Kurkis, the Kesem Mishnah points out that there's a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam should have, the Gemara links together a whole bunch of cases, and it's one Shaila that's one recurrent theme that goes through all the cases, whether something that's Batel Berov is Kemanda Isay Kemanda Leisidami. So this theory is in the Rambam. So the Kesem Mishnah quotes from Mari Kurkis, apparently the Rambam distinguishes between them. The Rambam apparently thinks that there's a difference between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach, that by Lach B'Lach you say Kemanda Leisidami, and by Yavish B'Yavish you say Kemanda Isidami. So then in the back of the Vilna Shas, Amcharez Davchav Gimel, they have the Horus of Rab Shlomo of Vilna. He was the Magia on the Vilna Shas. So they have his Horus printed in the back. So he writes, now he understands the Mokar of the Ramon Hilchas Pesach. There is a discussion in Shulchan Aruch Hilchas Pesach. Chametz B'Pesach is B'Mashu means B'Pesach. If the Chametz fell into the Koshel of Pesach because soup on Pesach, then Chametz B'Zmanoi is b'masha. What about chametz kodesh mizmana? If the chametz fell into non-chametz, usually when they prepare all the Pesach dika food, it's months in advance. Everything is like the cheeses and the soups and the matzahs. Everything is finished months in advance. They don't wait till the last minute today in the factories. So chametz kodesh ma'pesach is mizbatal b'shish. Chametz b'pesach is b'mashu. Chametz ber Pesach after chatzais. That was a machlokes we had in Shulchan Aruch. What's the reason why chametz b'pesach is b'mashu? Is because of chumrah, the chametz, because it has kares. The chametz b'erev Pesach should be b'shishim. That's what Tosfos says. Chametz b'erev Pesach after chatzos would be bata b'shishim. That's how we paskin. And according to the Rambam, the chametz b'pesach is b'mashu because davish yesh matirin, because chametz over all of our Pesach is mutar ben ha-Torah. So then even chametz b'erev Pesach also, it's not because of the chumrah that it has kares and there's bal yiroah. And erev Pesach, if you eat chametz, there is no kares. But the Rambam holds it not because of chumra de chametz like Tosfos. The Rambam holds that chametz b'pesach is b'mashu because davish yesh matirin. So according to the Rambam, even on erev Pesach, it'll also be b'mashu. So the simon about davish yesh matirin later on, so the Rambam says, we don't paskan like the Rambam. Where was the simon about davish yesh matirin? Anybody remember? Where? Kuf? To base? Oh. The Rambam says there that we don't paskin like that Rambam. Dovish yesh lehetta v'chayz v'nesek v'chametz b'pesach lo mikri dovish yesh lematirin. Lo mikri, it's not. He says we don't, in other words, we don't accept the Rambam's opinion. We paskin like Tosfos, that is because of chumrah de chametz. So in Shulchan Aruch there's a discussion, what's the din if chametz was nis'arev beheter, Kodem HaPesach, and then you want to eat it, not on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. I want to eat it on Pesach. Do you say Chayzav in here? Do you say that if it would have fallen into the heter, into the soup on Pesach, would have been Mamashahu? So even though it's already in this battle, Kodem HaPesach, but when it comes Pesach, it's Chayzav in here. I should declare the Chometz on Pesach is Mamashu. Or do you say no Chayzav in here? So that's a Machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramah Paskin's a compromise that by Lach Balach, you don't say Chayzav in here, and by Yavish B'Yavish, you do say Chayzav in here. So Rabbi Shlomo Levilna says, now he knows why. Because the Rambam split the Psak, and that was what the Kes Mishnah quoted. There's a steer in the Rambam. So the Rambam to the Kes Mishnah quoted the Mari Kurkis, who has a running commentary on the whole Rambam. So we have part of it is printed already from the manuscript. Kes Mishnah quotes it every so often. So the Mari Kurkis said the Rambam obviously distinguishes between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach Balach. So that explains that Ramah. So the Pashtus is that's what the Nadiv Yehud and that's what the Ra'or are saying over here, that whenever you have an Isser that has a Heter, but it's Kamanda Isay Dami, like Yavish B'Yavish, it's bottled, but it's Kamanda Isay Dami with a Heter, so then name of Atan Isser L'chatchil will be an Isser Deraisa. L'hachnas Atzma L'Heter Shekazeh is an Isser Deraisa. But if you have an Isser that's Muta because I consider it Kamanda L'Isay Dami, so then Allah says that it's mutter men atorah to put yourself into such a situation. Let they take for example, there is a discussion in Rishonim, is it mutter lahachnes atzma lematzav shel sakonis nefashis? You're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos unless you're in a situation of sakonis nefashis. Then you're permitted to. Are you permitted to put yourself? Is it mutter lahachnes atzma lematzav shel sakonis nefashis? Knowing in advance that you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos in order to save your life. So the Balamor interprets the Gemara Masechus Shabbos on Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph. There's a famous brisa that says you're not allowed to go on a ship, on a cruise, within 3 days before Shabbos. That's what we usually learn. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The Vilna Gaon Paskin is only also Thursday and Friday. He said 3 days before includes Shabbos. That's a detailed shot. So the Balamor learns they're not allowed to go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What kind of a din is that? So the Balamor tells the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says in Gittin, if you write a get, there's a Takonas Chacham, you have to write Zman. How precise does the man have to be? So our practice is we write B'Sheni B'Shabbos. We write what day the Chodesh Kislev Shnas Tavshin Ayin Lebriyas Al Min Shana Monikan in New York. Pretty precise. We don't write Shoyes. The Gemara says En Koistim Shoyes Ela B'Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim used to write what hour of the day. Chutz L'Yerushalayim just write the year and the month and the day of the month and the day of the week. Shine. So the Gemara says, what if you wrote a vague Zman? You wrote B'Shnas Tavshin Ayin. You didn't write which month. You wrote Chodesh Kislev, Shnas Tav Shinai. You wrote Chanukah. You didn't write which day of Chanukah, Tav Shinai. So, but yeah, but it's also good. So the Gemara gives such an example of a vague date. So the Gemara says, if you wrote the get on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and you wrote Lebosso Shabbata, I wrote the get in one of the days following Shabbos. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is called Bosso Shabbata. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is called Mikami Shabbata. So if you wrote the get on Monday, Le Parshas Miketz, and he writes Mikami Shabbato Parshas Miketz. So that's a get. The wrong zman, because he wrote Mikami Shabbato. The phrase Mikami Shabbato in Loshem Adam only refers to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. In Loshem Adam is called Boso Shabbato. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in Loshem Adam is called Mikami Shabbato. And just like Bin Adurim Halacha Loshem Adam. So the Gemara says in the Dorim, the same is true regarding a shtar. How do you interpret the conditions of the shtar? How do you interpret what it says in the shtar? How do you interpret the date in the shtar? It says b'chodesh Adar, and there's another Rish and another Sheni. So the Gemara says, you go basa Lashem and the Adam, in order to interpret what Adar it is and what the conditions are, all depends on Lashem and the Adam, because just like in the Dorim, halochach Lashem and the Adam, Dorim depends on people speaking, so the shtar is written b'Lashem and the Adam, so it also depends on Lashem and the Adam. So the Balamor, on that Brisa, Masech Shabbos, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Balamor understands, you're not allowed, Eimachlik, Mitzvina, Gimel, Yavin, Koidim, on Shabbos. He says that the 3 days before Shabbos, not just on Loshem and the Yodim. It's not only that's the way people speak, he said that's all Pidin. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is called Mikami Shabbata, and he says there's a din, Osa Lodim, Lahachnas, Hatzma, Lamatzav, Shal Sakonis, Nefoshes. The reason the Balamor claims, the reason why you're not allowed to go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, is because when you go on a boat, sometimes there's a storm at sea, and all the people on the boat have to help do malachas in order to save the boat from sinking. So it's considered, and it's so common, according to the Balamar, it's so common that all of the passengers have to help out and do Chilul Shabbos on Shabbos. That's considered a suffix, it's not a Vados, but it's a suffix of Machnes Atzma Lamatzav Shal Pikuach Nefesh Deich Shabbos. If he goes Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that's not Mikami Shabbat, that's not an Isur of Machnes Atzma. The Isur only applies Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So this is Shaila, this Isur that the Balamar is talking about, is this an Isur deraisa? It was this an Isur de Rabbanon. Also, Lordim Lahachnas Satsmo, the Matzav Shal Tchias Isurim. Is that the Matzav Shal Pikuach Nefesh Dech Shabbos? He's going to have a heter in the end. But he was Machnas. It's a game about an Isur Lachatril. If it'll be bottle, it'll be bottle Beshishim. But Lachatril, you're not allowed to create such a situation. So sometimes we say about an Isur deraisa, sometimes the Rabbanon. Whenever the Isur is command, the Isur Dami, but you have an Isur on it, then the Nerdi Behud and the Ra'o hold that the Imavatan is a Din Deraisa. Whenever it's command the Leisei Dami, like a Tarubis of Lach Balach, then we say the whole Imavatan is only the Rabbanon. So what would you say? Let's say Bikoch Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos. This is his Bamish being Mechal Shabbos. That should be, if you want to give a Dinyan, that should be like Yavish B'Yavish. That shouldn't be like Lach Balach. It's not Bittl. In Bittl, this thing is between Lach Balach and Yavish B'Yavish. Here it's not Bittl. Bikoch Nefesh Deicha Shabbos. The guy's Bamish doing Chilul Shabbos. But he has a heta mi bachutz that bikoch nefesh is doichem. So the chora al pi pashas, that should be an isa deraisa. But Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he says it's clear from the Balamar that the whole isa that you're talking about is only an isa de rabbonon, because the Gemara says there you're not allowed to go eim afligim esfina giyam samach l'shabbos Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, unless you're going lid bar mitzvah. If you're going to perform a dvar mitzvah, then it's permissible. So Rav Moshe writes, Dvar mitzvah is only mutter if you're dealing with an isa derabbanon. So b'makom mitzvah goes b'rabbanon. But if you're dealing with an isa deraisa, how can you say that b'makom mitzvah is mutter? You're not doich chil Shabbos. So he says it's a dead giveaway. It's beferish in the Gemara that the whole, according to the Balamar, this whole din of ma'asa lahachten satzvah and the matzvah shal tchias isurim, that it's only an isa derabbanon. It's not so mukhrach like that. It's not so mukhrach like Rav Moshe is machriach, that since b'makom mitzvah is mutter, that shows that the whole Issa in the first place is only an Issa de Rabban. One could argue the point and say that it's like Kamandi Issa Dami, that it's like an Eim about an Issa Lachtchila by Yavish B'Yavish. So that should be an Issa de Raisa. And nonetheless, B'Makom Mitzvah should be Muta. Why? Because there is a Machlokes also, Balamor and the Ramban, regarding the Gemara in Erevin. On Daf Samachet, we spoke about that Gemara a little bit already. He spoke about the Tosfos in Gittin, Daf Ches on the base, quotes that Gemara, even people that don't know Erevin, but that Gemara that everybody knows, because Tosfos in Gittin quoted that. The Gemara tells there were two stories, that there was a bris, a baby was born on Shabbos, and the next week there was supposed to be a meal of Bismano. In both cases, they spilled all the hot water. The Bismana Gemara, the practice was, Bismana said, Sedan Shulchan Aruch, we don't do this anymore. But Bismana Gemara, they were so concerned about infection, so they used to wash the baby off before the bris and after the bris with warm water. Can't wash him with hot water, you burn the baby with very warm water to prevent infection. And the Shulchan Aruch says that Bismana said, we have better ways to prevent infection, so we don't waste our time to wash the baby with the hot water. So the Gemara says the hot water spilled and there was hot water. Either you have to cook water. Either a Jew is going to cook the water, a Goy is going to cook the water. Two Pshatim and Tosfos had a reading Gemara there. Someone's going to cook up water, or someone else. There's a Chatzer She'ein Mu'rev. There is a Chatzer that has a Mechitza around it, but they forgot to make an Erevei Chatzeris. So it's also to carry in a Chatzer Mitam Takana Shleim HaMelech. So in one case, the Gemara says we permit to get a nochri to carry in the chotzer sheni marev, is as shvuz the shvuz b'makom mitzvahs mila. So we get a nochri to carry the warm water from another home in order to be allowed to perform the bris mila. So the how to read that gemara? There's a machlekes the Balamor and the Ramban. So the Balamor understood pshat that they had already bathed the baby before the bris and they're prepared to perform the bris now. But they spilled the water that they're going to need. They need another kettle of water to bathe the baby with very warm water after the bris. If they're going to have an open incision, you have to bathe them to make sure that you prevent the infection. And so the Balamor learns, that's the whole discussion in the Gemara. You're not allowed to perform the bris on Shabbos if you know in advance that you're machnes atzma le sakone, and you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos by cooking water later on. It's also lehachnas atzma lematzav shol bikoach nefesh derech Shabbos. And the Ramban writes, why not? Ein lemitzvah lemekoyim v'mishaita. He coins an expression. That's a loshen haMishnah in the end of Erechin. Ein lehegdash lemekoyim v'mishaita. The Mishnah in the end of Erechin is talking about pinyan hegdash. Someone donates a computer to the Beis Hamikdash. So what do they need? They already have enough computers in the Beis Hamikdash. So they auction it off to the highest bidder, and moitzi et lechulin. Someone has paid them yara hegdash. So how much do you have to pay for it? So someone says, you can't give them the computer for $300. In Afghanistan, such a computer would sell for $5,000. Yeah, but we don't live in Afghanistan. We're auctioning it off over here in New York City. So the Gemara says, "Ein lehegdash al makom avishaito." Since in New York it sells for $300, and even though in the summertime the computers are more expensive, and in the wintertime they're less expensive, but now we're auctioning it off in the wintertime. So it's nothing wrong if the gizba says the lowest bid that I accept is $300. This is the wintertime. This is New York, and that's how much it sells for over here. So that's a fair price. Ein lehegdash al makom avishaito. Whenever you assess kama hu shavlim kabashuk, you're assessing the value of an item. So it's kama hu shavlim kabashuk bosa makam bosa zman. How much is it worth in that place? So that's the lashon haMishnah. Ein lahegdish ala makom v'shaita goes on being poida hegdish. That's the Mishnah that the Rishonim quoted in Kiddushin, and the first parak in Kiddushin, the Gemara says if a man is mekadosh an isha with some trinket. And over here, it's worthless. It's worth less than the Shabbat Pruta. So Kiddushin has to be Davke, Shabbat Pruta and above. So the Gemara says, Chashin Hashem Shabbat Pruta b'modai. Maybe in a different country, maybe in some far-off country in South Africa, maybe over there it is worth a Pruta. So the Rishonim asks, what does it help if it's worth a Pruta in China and somewhere else? But ain't Mahegla Shalom Akoma v'shaitoi. So Tosfos says that that whole Gemara is only a Chumra midirabbana. Maybe there'll be somebody from Modai watching when I'll be Mekadosh and Isha. And they'll say, oh, the rabbis in New York pastors are Einim Kodeshes. They'll think that even Madai is also Einim Kodeshes. And it's not correct. In Madai, this little trinket is Shavu Pruta. In New York, it's less than a Shavu Pruta. So Taisa says the whole Gemara is only a Chumra mid Rabbanan. Why? Because on the level of the rice, it doesn't make sense. Because the Shavu Yisav, there's Kesef and the Shavu Kesef. There's Tiva and there's Pera. So Tiva means Matbeya, Kesef. And Pera means commodities. So what is the Shavu Yisav commodities? Kamahu Shavu Lim Kebashuk. Where Limka Bashuk is the shuk? The shuk in Meir Sharem, or the shuk in Shechem, or the shuk in New York? So, the shuk, where you're talking, where is the, you're Mekadosh and Isha in New York with this trinket. Mekadosh and Isha put it better. Mekadosh and Isha in Washington Heights. The same item over the bridge, if you buy it in New Jersey, it's less expensive. You buy it on the Lower East Side, it's going to be less expensive. If you buy it in a store there, buy it in Washington Heights, it'll cost a little more because it costs money for the transportation. So that's the Loshon HaMishnah, Ein LaHegdash Al HaMakom HaVishayta, that goes on, Shiva Yichafotzim is established, Kama Hoshava Lim Kavashuk, Bosa Mokam Bosa Zman. So the Ramban coined an expression, it's a takeoff on that Loshon HaMishnah. The Ramban disagrees with this Balamor. Ha'u Yunuke, the Ishtapich HaMime, he said the Balamor learns Pshat and that Gemara in Erev and Daf Samaches, that they're about to perform the bris, and they already bathed the baby with warm water. They don't, and the warm water for after the bris just spilled. So the Balamor says you're not allowed to perform the bris because you know in advance that you're going to get involved in a Chilul Shabbos. If you're going to do the bris, you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos to heat up water because that'll be a suffix sakona to leave the baby without some protection. He says you have to bathe them with warm water. So the Ramban says why? Ein le mitzvah ele mekoyim v'shaita. I'm doing a mitzvah. That's not called machna satzma. The Ramban sounds like he's maskim. If you machne satzma lematzav shal tchias yisurim, the Ramban agrees that you're not allowed to. He doesn't discuss whether it's an isa derais, an isa deraman. He agrees you're not allowed to do that. Now that you put yourself in a predicament, knowing in advance that you're going to cause yourself to rely on a heter. Just like aim about the nisa lachatchili, you're not allowed to set up a situation whereby you're relying on the kula of bitl beroiv. So you're not allowed to set up a situation where you're going to rely on the heter of pikuach nefesh derech Shabbos. But he says, if you're performing a mitzvah, so ein le mitzvah le mekayim v'shaita, I'm doing a mitzvah now. I have an obligation. What do you mean? I have to worry. It's machten satzma. It's not machten satzma. The Torah says I have to perform a mitzvah. After I do the mitzvah, then I'll see what's going to be. If there'll be a sakonis nefoshes, I'll have a heter. So he tines, that's not called machten satzma. So it could be that that's what the balamor means also. It could be that le'olam, it could be the balamor holds that Machnes Satzma, the Matzah Shal Tchias Yisurim could be an Isa Deraisa. If you say, like over here, that yavish be yavish is aim about an isla chatchilas and isa deraisa, because command the isa dami alach balach is only aim about an isla chatchilas, only an isa derabbana, because that's command al isa dami, using the terminology from that sugim choriz davchav gimel. So if you want to apply that to other areas of halacha, so you should say also lahach nesatzum matzav shel tchias isurim. That's like command isa dami. His mamish being mechal shabbos, he has a head to pikuach nefesh. That's command isa dami. So that you're not allowed to do, perhaps minatera. Why is it b'makom mitzvah is mutter? So you could say that's not called machnas atzma, the way the Ramban says. Eilam mitzvah l'mekoyim v'shaita, a different word.
Why not be matter by
Mila? Oh, so why not? So why does the Balamor aser? So the Balamor, there's a steer in the Balamor. That's what they all ask. There's a steer. The Balamor himself writes that gimel yavim koyim ha-shabbos, you're not let aim afligim misvino, because machnas atzma matzav shel sakonas nefosh. Machnas atzma matzav shel d'chiyas isurim. He holds that this Gemara in Gitnat says 3 days before Shabbos. He holds 3 days, not like the Vilna Gaon in Yerushalmi, 2 days. He holds 3 days. It says that 3 days before Shabbos is called Mikami Shabbata, not merely in Losh Midyon. It's Alpi Halacha like that. 3 days before Shabbos is Alpi Din called Mikami Shabbata. You have to already start worrying about not being Mechal Shabbos. Not to be Mechal Shabbos. So he says, if it's a Mokka Mitzvah, then the Balamor says that it's Muta. I say, why is by the Bris Milah? He says, if Ishtape Hamime, he says you're not permitted to perform the Bris Milah because it's Machna Satz on the Matzav Shal Tchias Yisurim. I but it's Mamshem Maka Mitzvah. So truth is that's what they all asked. All the Achranim asked is Astir and the Balamor, and two different Mesichtas, Balamor and two different Mesichtas. So if you look in the Balamor himself explains what the difference is. Balamor himself says what the Rav Soloveitchik wrote a whole tshuva to Dr. Belkin in English about this that was printed in the collection of letters of Rav Soloveitchik. What is it called? Community, whatever, has a title to it. Covenant and commitment. Yeah. The C and C. Okay, community, covenant and commitment. Whatever that's supposed to mean. Okay, so one of the letters was a tshuva to Dr. Belkin. Is it the Shaila was, is it permissible for a boy in the yeshiva who gets smicha to volunteer to join the chaplaincy, knowing in advance that he may get stuck in a situation where he'll have to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save his life? He'll have to eat treifas because there won't be any food, won't be any kosher food. So is that an Yisra of Machna Satz on the Matzav Shal Tchiyah Sisur? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik wrote a whole pilpul in English to Dr. Belkin. So part of that pilpul is this steer in the Balamor. He works. All the Achrayim talk about this theory of the Balamor. So Rav Soloveitchik gives the two terutzim that were given. So the one terutz they give is that by going on the Svino, it's not a vaday they're going to be Mechal Shabbos. It's only a sofik. Mashenik came by the Bris Milah. It's a vadoyas that after you perform the Bris Milah, the vaday you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos because it's a sofik sakana. Bizman HaGemara was considered a sofik sakana if you don't bathe the baby with warm water before and after the Bris. So maybe b'makom mitzvah, the Balamor is only matir if it's a suffik, not a vadai. But here it's going to be a vadai, maybe it's us. And the other suggestion that Rav Soloveitchik gave was, od yeshloimar, that maybe it's a difference. 3 days before Shabbos, it's not yet Shabbos, 3 days before Shabbos, that the Balamor says b'makom mitzvah is mutter. The other case is it's on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you have to be more careful not to be machnas atzma. So on Shabbos, even b'makom mitzvah, there's no het. So these were the two suggestions that Rav Soloveitchik said. Then on another occasion, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that Balamor himself says a totally different explanation. Not like either of the above. Neither is the correct answer. You read the Balamor slowly and carefully. Balamor says what the story is. He says there's a machlokes hatanoim in a Mishnah in Masech HaShabbos. There are 24 prokim in Mishnah HaShabbos. The one parak is Reb Lezer de Milo. It has very little about Shabbos. Has all the dinim of Bris Milo. Has one of the dinim that Milo Bizman is Dech HaShabbos. Milo Shloi Bizman is not Dech HaShabbos. And the suffix Mila Bizman and Mila Shlai Bizman, a suffix is also not Deicha Shabbos. That's the only thing it has about Shabbos. And all the rest is about all the details of Hilchas Mila. So in the opening Mishnah there, it's a Machlekes, Reb Lezer, Nachachamim. Reb Lezer holds that not only Mila Bizman and Deicha Shabbos, even Machshirei Mila are also Deicha Shabbos. Even Machshirei Mila. She'ev Shalas is Mabod Yom. So he says, and the Chachamim disagree. We pass in against Reb Lezer. You're not allowed to be Machal Shabbos for that. Hachonis in the dance, only for the actual Mila itself. What's an example? So the Gemara says, B'mekol Moshe Rav Lezer, and Rav Lezer's community, even years after he passed away, they followed his psokim and Kol HaTarakula. They had psokim from their Rebbe. He was Mar D'Asra. Even after he died, they followed all of his shittas. And whenever there would be a baby who was born on Shabbos in the Mila, a baby boy, and the bris was scheduled to take place on Shabbos, they wanted to demonstrate how chaviv the mitzvah Mila was. So there used to be korsim eitzim, is to break off branches from a tree, make a fire, melt some metal, manufacture a knife, carry the knife in the street, b'michal Shabbos every step of the way, to demonstrate how chaviv the mitzvah Mila is, that not only the actual Mila is Decha Shabbos, even the Machshiri Mila are also Decha Shabbos. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. They made a fire and they melted metal and they manufactured the knife and they carried the knife many times over Chilul Shabbos. So the... the halacha is against Reb Lezer. We pass the Machshiri Mila are not Decha Shabbos. So the Balamor writes an interesting, fascinating lashon. It's based on a Gemara in Pesachim. There's a Gemara in the part of Pesachim that people usually don't learn. In the middle part, in the middle of the Kachim there, in the Samach. So the Balamor has, there are two types of Machshire Mila. There are Machshire Mila Shekoidim HaMila, manufacturing of the knife, and carrying the knife to the location where the baby is. That's Machshire Mila Shekoidim HaMila. So we paskin is not Decha Shabbos. Then it says there are Machshire Mila La'achar HaMila. So the Balamor is assuming that he got from the Gemara Pesachim, if the moel performs a bris mila and the baby dies because of the bris, you're not yetzer the mitzvah mila. Not that you did the mitzvah mila and but pikuach nefesh should have been doiche, you shouldn't have done it. No, he says you're not yetzer. It has to be a successful surgery. If it's not successful, if the baby dies because of the bris mila, so you're not yetzer the mitzvah. So when the Gemara says that after the bris mila you have to bathe the baby with hot water, and if you don't bathe the baby he may die, that's considered a suffix sakana. So he doesn't call that bikoch nefesh Decha Shabbos. He refers to that, that's the lashon haGemara in Pesachim, that's called machshir mila sha'achar hamila. There's machshir mila shekoidem hamila, machshir mila sha'achar hamila. So he holds that machshir mila are not Decha Shabbos. And if I know in advance that if I'm going to perform the bris on Shabbos, I'm going to have to be mechal Shabbos to do the machshir emila shalachar emila, then I had no heter to perform the bris either. It's not because of machnasat v'matzav shal tchiyas isurim. Not the regular din. It's not the standard din. The Balamor writes a different word. The heter that mila bizman adecha Shabbos, we paskin against Reb Lezer. So we paskin all the machshir emila on that adecha Shabbos. So not only the machshir mila not, you're not allowed to. There's no, you have no heter to perform the bris itself, even though the mila b'zman is Decha Shabbos. You have no heter to perform the bris mila if you know in advance you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos for the machshirei mila. There never was a heter ad kedei kach. The heter is only for mila b'zman is Decha Shabbos, not machshirei. And if you know you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos for the machshirim, because if the baby dies because of the bris, so you're not yotzei the mitzvah. So cooking up the hot water later to prevent infection, to make sure the baby doesn't die, he calls that machshir emila shalach amila. So then you had no heter to be mechal Shabbos for the bris. So in Gans in a different word. It's not that he says also lahachten satz for the matzav shel tchias isurim afilu b'makam mitzvah, and it contradicts the other balamor, and you got to give a teretz, a chilek between 3 days before Shabbos or Shabbos, a chilek between vaday and sofik. No, neither teretz. In Gans in a different pshat. Here there's no heter. That's how the balamor says. Here there's no heter in the first place. So this is the shaila. This is the shaila. Let's say.
Is that the pshat in the Magen Avraham also that a mila shleib is mana you can't do on Thursday and Friday?
The Shulchan Aruch writes, yeah. If you have a mila shleib is mana, the Mechaber writes, you're not allowed to perform. You're not allowed to perform. Let's say a ger wants to be mizgayim. So you shouldn't be. You shouldn't perform the bris mila on Thursday or Friday. Because the first 3 days after you perform a bris, the person is going to be besakana. That's a machlokes in the Rishonim. Doesn't mean the first 3 days there's a sakana. Only means the third day there's a sakana, not the first 3 days. So we usually assume all the 3 days. If on the third day there's a sakana, so the first 2 days is more of a sakana, not just davke vayibe yamashlishi, davke the third day. All the first 3 days are all besakana. Right? So Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't perform a bris mila on a ger on Thursday or Friday, because you have a brera who tells him to be megari Thursday or Friday. Wait till Sunday, be megari him on Sunday. Question, what if you have a mila shalei bizman? What if the bris had to be postponed because the baby wasn't healthy? So then you also say that the first time the doctor allows you, the first time the doctor permits you for health considerations to perform the bris mila is going to be on a Thursday or Friday. So you say, you're not allowed to do the bris, got to wait till Sunday. That's a shaila. That's the Nari Bihuda has his famous comment. In the days of the Nari Bihuda, they didn't yet figure out to solve the problem of Tainus Bechoris. We have already solved all these problems. We make a seal, the rabbi makes a seal, and nobody has to fist. The Nari Bihuda didn't realize that. They were learning more. The rabbi was always making seal. They didn't realize the rabbi should make a seal and potter and potanes. So they always used to have a bris and Erev Pesach. How can you always make sure that you have a bris? So the last bris, the last baby that was born before a week or two before Pesach, you're not allowed to postpone a bris. Instead of doing a mila b'zman, you're going to do a mila shleib b'zman. You're not allowed to do that. But whenever there was a bris that was postponed anyway, so you used to save it another week or two or three to have the mila shleib b'zman on Erev Pesach to make sure that the b'charim don't have to fast. So the Nadi B'Yehuda has a one paragraph tshuva. He's opposed to this practice for two reasons. He says, first of all, he's not so sure that that constitutes a suda by a milo shaloi bizmano, when it's a nitche, he's not so sure that that's a suda smitzvah that permits the bechorim to eat. Maybe you're only allowed to eat if it's a milo bizmano. Maybe if it's a milo shaloi bizmano, maybe that's not enough. Then he says, and furthermore, he's not so convinced that it's permissible to postpone further. He thinks not only is there a din that you're not allowed to postpone a bris from Yom HaShmini to Yom HaShmini, when the baby is healthy, even if the baby was not healthy and I had to postpone the bris anyway, he thinks that you're not allowed to further postpone it an extra day. That's the Dvar Avram has a famous tshuva. He says not only you're not allowed to postpone it an extra day, he says you're not allowed to postpone it an extra hour when it's already a milu shalei bizman. If it's bizmano, so kol hayoyim is manoi, and zviz makdim in the mitzvah, they do it in the morning, and if you do it in the afternoon, there's an issue, you violated zviz makdim. But strictly speaking, you didn't mevatel a mitzvah mila, because you're doing it on the Yom HaShmini. But the Dvar Avram has the Chiddush in the first volume. He has this Chiddush that if you have a milu shaloi bizmano, it's already not Yom HaShmini. So the minute the doctors say you're able to do it now at the 10 to 1 in the afternoon, 10 to 2, whatever time it is, 10 to 2 in the afternoon, so he says you got to do it immediately. You're not allowed to postpone even an hour. That's the Chiddush that he has. Then the second volume in the Dvar Avram, he got the response to a lot of letters where many rabbonim disagreed, so he keeps on sticking up for his chiddush. Yeah, what do you say there? What?
It's against the Shagasari holds it's not just reason machdinim.
Even from one day to the other.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Okay. From 1 hour to the other. Okay. That's the shaila.
Is this one that you serve, or even if a person wanted to go on an airplane and he knows he's miskris the Torah, then it's also a problem that he's.
Now, here we're talking about Dechiyas Isurim. I know I'm going to have to violate an Avera, but when I'm going to have to violate it, I'll have a Heta Pikoch Nefesh. But if I wouldn't put myself into the whole circumstance, I wouldn't have to violate the Avera. I wouldn't need the Heta for the Issa. I wouldn't be involved at all. So the Balamor says, you're not allowed to do that. Osalodim Lachachnas Satzmo. That's how the Balamor interprets Eimach Ligim Esfinu Gimel Yalim Kodim HaShabbos. He said, that din means Osalodim Lachachnas Satzmo, the Matzav Shol Dechiyas Isurim. But the shaila is that Balamar, is that an Issa deraisa or an Issa derabbanan? So Rav Moshe thinks that it's only derabbanan, and he proves it from the fact that b'makom mitzvah is mutar. So I was just saying that it doesn't necessarily prove the point. The other one can insist that it's really an Issa deraisa. You might want to say that it's like Yavish B'Yavish over here, like this Nari Bihuda. That it's like Kemanda Issa Dami. Maybe that's also Lahachna Satzma Lekula. Maybe that's an Issa deraisa. The reason why. But makom mitzvah is mutar, like the Ramban says, ein le mitzvah le mekoyim v'shaita. It's not called machnas atzmo. That's he got stuck in a situation. He did his mitzvah, and then he got stuck in a situation.
Whether it's the rest of the Ramban to be machnas, would that be totally on whether pikuach nefesh is mutar v'chuyu?
Could be. Okay. It could be not. It could be that even if you hold hutra, but it's command isei dami. Anyway, so we have a din name about the nisa lechatchila. There is such a din. How do you know this is a Gemara in the first parak in Beitz? And how did the Gemara know that it's so? So we said Rashi and Tosfos quoted a Mishnah in Trumas. So then the other day we were speaking, we said over that the Avni Miluim writes a svara in the end of the Sefer on Eben Ezra. The Tosfos wrote a Sefer on Eben Ezra that's called Avni Miluim. So at the end of this Sefer, he has a collection of Shalos HaTshuvos. They're not really actual. Most of them are not really actual Shadus HaTshuvos that came up. They're just like Shagas Aryeh. It's not really Shadus HaTshuvos. It's called Shadus HaTshuvos. When is the Sozman Kriyashma? That's a Shaila. We know when Sozman Kriyashma is. That Pilpo. He has an essay. So in the Avnei Miluim, in the Shadus HaTshuvos, He makes a suggestion that maybe Eimavatan Issa Lechatchila by Truma will be a more serious Issa because there's a din of Mishmeres Trumaisai. So you take the Truma and you convert it into non-Truma. Say Lecha a violation of Mishmeres. You understand me? Mishmeres Trumaisai means you shouldn't be Matami the Truma and you shouldn't let it be Hoylech Leibud. No, that's Tachmamish Hoylech Leibud. I took the Truma and by Bitl, Mikarech Bitl, I converted it into non-Truma. So that should be a violation of Mishmeres. So that's what others have a whole pupil. In this sefer, he has a whole discussion of that. His whole sefer about Eimavat and Isal Chatchil. Somebody in the Kollel in Ramat Beit Shemesh, or Beit Shemesh, somewhere. Beit Shemesh. So someone in the Kollel of Beit Shemesh wrote a whole sefer, very nice. He quotes everything there is to say about Eimavat. So he quotes those who argue with this, with the Avnei Miloim, hold that there's nothing wrong. Yeah. So that was the Shaila that the son-in-law asks in the footnotes on the bottom of the page. Of the Avnei Miloim, the Avnei Miloim is put out by the son of law, by Shlomo Yehuda Rappaport. So he tainis, if the Avnei Miloim is right, that by Truma, for sure, Eimavatan is Lachatchil is an Issa, deraisa. In general, we follow the Shach that Eimavatan is only the Rabbanit. But by Truma, it's a violation of Mishmeres. So how can Rashi and Tosis write in the first parak in Beitza that the Mokar for Kola Tarakul of Eimavatan is Lachatchil? How does the Gemara know that there's such a din because of the Mishnah and Trumas? No! Mishnah and Truma is a violation of Mishmeres. How does the Gemara know that it applies to Muktzah? They have something that's Muktzah. Eitz Mishnoshim and Adekel Biyontiv. The logs are Muktzah. How do you know that there's a din of Eimavatan over there? Maybe it's only applicable to Muktzah. It shows that that's his taina. Doesn't it show that that the Avnei Miloim is wrong? The stipler there on Beitza talks about that kasha, that Shlomo Yehuda Rappaport's kasha. How can Rashi and Tosis quote the Mishnah and Trumas to prove their point? To show what the marker of the Gemara is, Eimavatan Issa Lechatchila, maybe Truma is different. Yeah. So the Mechaber quotes the din Eimavatan Issa Lechatchila. Not only Eimavatan to take an Isser and mix it in with Heter, to be Eimavatan, even if the Isser already fell into Heter, but you don't have Shishim, or you don't have Meah, you don't have Masayim, whatever you're supposed to have. Or the Gemara in Gittin, in the middle of Gittin, gives another case. There is a Mishnah in Gittin. In the middle of Masechus Gittin, you have a Perek HaNezokin. So you have a Mishnah, Hametame v'Hamedame v'Hamenasech, v'Meizitchai v'Shegeg Potter. What's Hatzad HaShove? Why they put together Hametame v'Hamedame v'Hamenasech? Metame means, I was Metame your Truma, and you can't eat it. Or Medame, Medame means I mixed in Truma into Chulin Medamea. Mem Dalin Mem Ayin. Dimua, Dimua means a Taruvus of Truma into Chulin. And you don't have Masayim, so the Truma didn't become bottle. So only Kohanim are allowed to eat it. So I was Hamafsid, the person, he had Chulin, which he was able to eat in a state of Tuma, and he can feed it to Azar. And now by my mixing in Truma into the Chulin, I'm a Dame, and you don't have Masai, you don't have Meya. In order to be bottle Truma, you have to Meya. You don't have Meya. So the whole thing is also Lazarim. And it's also the Tmeim, nobody could eat it now because of the Taruas. I take your wine and I aser it. Either Menasech means Menasech Mamish. The Gemara has two opinions how to read the Mishnah. Either Menasech Mamish or Menasech means Ma'ariv. A Ma'ariv tray for wine and Tekosha wine. So the Gemara says, isn't that the same as Medame? Okay. So these three, so it says in the Mishnah, B'mezit Chai B'shegeg Potter. Why should it be a distinction between the Mezit and B'shegeg? We have a din, Odomod Leorlam B'mezit B'mezit. That's Mishnah in the end of the second parak in Bava Kama. Odmod liyolam be mishogig be memezid. So the Gemara says two pshatim. So the Gemara says the way we pass on halacha that this is really hezek sheina nika. So strictly speaking, hamadame v'hamadame v'hamanasa hezek sheina nika is lav shmei hezek. If I smashed your window, I broke your property, I smashed something be mishogig be memezid. Odam amasik is chay. But if it's matame madame manasa hezek sheina nika. So midi arise, I don't have to pay anything. Hezek sheina nika lav shmei hezek. Even if I did it demezit, I don't have to pay. But it's only a penalty mid the rabbanik. So they only made the penalty since it's only a knas. They only introduced the knas if he did it demezit. If he did it b'shogig, there's no knas. Why? So the Gemara says because lo konsu shogig otomezit. They want to prevent. They introduced the penalty that hezek sheina nika shmei hezek to serve as a deterrent. That people shall lo yehe kol echad ve'echad ho'elcha metamit ha'rois v'shoch ha'beiro. You shouldn't be mafsid someone else. So that's only if he did it b'mezid. If he did it b'shogig, there's no need. Maybe the guy, he'll make it look like an accident. Make believe that he did it by accident. So ad kedei kach lo choshu chachamim. So that's what the Gemara says. Gemara Geit Arai, and the Gemara introduces a whole discussion, goes on and on and on and on forever, about whether Kansu should go to Mezid. So Gemara discusses Hamavashal b'Shabbos, Hamavashal b'Shabbos. He did an Issa Malachi. He's not allowed to be Mavashal b'Shabbos. And what's the din b'di'evit? If he was Mavashal b'Shabbos, do we permit him to eat the food, or would he say a penalty? He's not allowed to eat the food. The penalty should serve as a deterrent. The next time he should know, learn his lesson. He shouldn't violate Chil Shabbos. So one is Machlekes from Meir Reb Yudah, whether Kansu Shog got to Mezid or Lo Kansu Shog got to Mezid. Or what's the din by Hanaisei Mu'uberes Chavero? If a woman is pregnant from another man and the husband died or the husband divorced her, so she's not allowed to get married, calls mom, she's pregnant with the baby. And then she's going to, after the baby's born, she's probably going to start nursing the baby. In the days of the Gemara, the mother would nurse her own baby. So calls mom, the baby is nursing from the mother, you're not allowed to marry Menekes Chaver. So you have to wait till the baby is 2 years old in order for the woman to remarry. So you're not allowed to marry Menekes Chaver, Meberes Chaver. What happens, let's say, if I married her b'shoigig? I didn't know that there's such a din. I married her b'shoigig. So the Shulchan Aruch, they distinguish. If you married her b'mezid, you knew that you're not allowed to. You went ahead and you did anyway. We penalize you. We say, yotzi v'lo yachzor elomis. You have to give her a get. You're never allowed to remarry her. Even after the kid is already bar mitzvah, we don't permit you to remarry this woman because he married a b'yis. But if I married her b'shoigig, so then the Shulchan Aruch says that lo konsu shogot to mezid. You have a hanateh b'shviyah. Someone planted in Shnas HaShmita, which you're not allowed to do. As someone did a malach and chalamoid. So someone planted something on chalamoid that he's not allowed to plant. Malach is chalamoid. So do you say yeyoker? You have to yank it out in order not to get any hanor from the avera of doing malach b'chalamoid or not. So the Gemara says the machlek is hatanayim. Whether b'shoigig b'mezid, whether you say konsu shogot the mezid, lo konsu shogot mezid. The Gemara has full of steers. There's some, if it applies to kol ha-tarakula, one who does malach b'shabbos, one who does malach b'chalamoid, one who does malach hakarka b'shviyas. The Gemara talks about. Let's say the Gemara has a goyzit perich rimoni badan chobi is tumas. There are certain things that's a davar chashuv that's not batla fila be'elef. What if he cracked all the nuts? A goyzit perich. They're very expensive nuts, and it's a davar chashuv. What if I crack all the nuts and it's all chopped up now? So then it's ois davar chashuv. Then it will be batla. So if he has a goyzit perich of orla got mixed in with other guys, so usually Arlo is Batela, Bimasayim, Bechad Masayim. Here, because it's a Dava Chashuv, so it's not bottled at all. But once I chop them up, since so no longer Dava Chashuv, then it will be bottled. So the din is, if I chopped it up in Mezid, I violated Eim about the Nisla Chatchil in Mezid, and then there's a penalty, and I let it get on. No. If I violated Bishoigig, then there is no penalty. So the Gemara has so many different cases that we're discussing. So the Gemara puts it all together, the steer is galore. The Tana over here, he says, Kansu Shogat the Mezid. There he says, look, Kansu Shogat the Mezid. So Gemara says, maybe there's a difference between Didim the Rice and Didim the Rabbanan. In which direction? In either direction. So one Tana holds, we are more concerned about Didim the Rabbanan, because Didim the Rice, people are going to observe better than Didim the Rabbanan. So on a Din the Rice, look, Kansu Shogat the Mezid. And on Din the Rabbanan, Kansu Shogat the Mezid. The other Tanaim say just the reverse. By Din the Rabbanan, you're Mekel. Look, Kansu Shogat the Mezid. By Din the Rice, you're Machmer. Yes, Kansu Shogat the Mezid. Different Svaras. And the first daf in Baba Basra, there's a famous machlokes Tosfos in the Ramban. Tosfos' opinion on the first daf in Baba Basra is that Dina de Garmi is only a penalty mid the Rabban. If you're mazik, got a mazik be a dime directly, it's chayv min ha-tor. That's a pasuk in Chumash. Ish ki ak kol nefesh beimim yishal menon. It says, if you're mazik, you kill a baby, you got to pay. And what if you're mazik, someone else's property, are you the groma? In an indirect fashion, so grama ben azik and his pot. What if you mazik aydei garmi? Most of the rishonim hold that garmi and grama not the same thing. Ramban in the country is dinin the garmi refers to Rabbein Ephraim shita. There is one shita, Rabbein Ephraim. We have it. The Ramban doesn't say who it is, but we have that ksavyan. Rabbein Ephraim is the same one of chaticha nas nevela. So they found in the same manuscript where he gives his whole presentation that you don't say chanan b'shari surim. So he gives his presentation. Rabbein Ephraim in Regensburg, he gives his presentation that Grumman and Garmi are the same thing. And even though the Gemara says all over Grumman is Ikan Pata, we don't pass like that because Rameh joined it in the Garmi. We pass Garmi is Chai. Garmi and Grumman are the same thing. The Ramban says that's not the accepted opinion. All the Rishonim assume against Rabbein Ephraim that Grumman ben Ezekan is Pata and Garmi is Chai. Garmi is something halfway in between Adam Amazik be Adayim and Grumman ben Ezekan. So that's a machlek, his thesis in the Ramban, whether Garmi is Chai, Menatorim, and the Rabbanim. So the Ramban holds the Garmi is chayv min haTorah. That's why the Gemara used the lashon Rameir doin dina de Garmi. It doesn't say Rameir doin knasa de Garmi. It says dina de Garmi. So dina de Garmi means that it's a din deraisa. And Tosfos' opinion is the accepted opinion. The Shach writes in Choshen Mishpat, the end of Choshen Mishpat, and Shin Pechesa, so when the Shulchan Aruch has all the dinim of Grom and Garmi and all the Mamazik Biadayim. So the Shach writes there, he started writing a running commentary on the Ramban's dina de Garmi. And then he stopped because it's a waste of time, because we don't pass like the whole Ramban in the first place. The Ramban holds that Dina de Garmi is only is min haTorah, and that's why he gets stuck. He gets a lot of kashas. If it's a din d'oraisa, I'd explain this, I'd explain that. Everything has to be with a rigorous explanation. And he says the answer is that we pass like Tosfos. The Garmi is only min haRabban. And Garmi is only Rabban, so the lines don't have to be so rigorous. It doesn't have to be so well defined. What's Grom and Garmi? So he said that's why he stopped writing his chibur on other people. Other people did write chiburim on the Ramban's din of Gami. But the Shach decided it's not for him. He says he started and he stopped in the middle. So that's how we paskin. Because Danina din of the Gami is only midi Rabban. So Tosfos writes on the first daf in Bava Basra that it's only been mazid. Lo konsu shogot the mazid. If he's mazik, ayidei. If you're other mu'ad b'yodam b'mashagik b'mazid, that's other mazik b'yodayim. But if he's other mazik, just like Hezek Shein and Nika, lo ish me Hezek, you're only chayim midi Rabbanon. And it's only Hamatame Hamatame Menasech is only b'mezid chay b'shegik potter. Lo kontu shogot b'mezid. So Tosfos says the same is true regarding dina de garmi. Garmi is only chayv if you did it b'mezid. If you did it b'shegik, you're not chayv to pay. So here in Shulchan Aruch they quote that din. Ein mevatanis lechatchili not allowed to. Whether the raisa of the rabbanon is not too significant here in the sugya, it may be significant whether kontu shogot b'mezid, where they're dealing with an issue of the Raisa and issue of the Rabbanon. But by the time it comes to the Yeridei, it's irrelevant. It doesn't make a difference. Yeah. So we assume that it's the Rabbanon. And lo konsu shogot amazed. So the penalty only is if you're mevatli, salachatchila. So if you did it, be amazed, knowing that it's osir and you're not allowed to mix it in. So then osir lo lechol mimenu, you're not allowed to eat from it. Or mishin asa b'shvilo. I mixed in, I'm the chef in your kitchen, and I mixed in treifas, a little treif ingredient into the soup that it should taste good. If it tastes good, then it's going to be tam ki ikar. It's going to be batel b'shishim. So what did I accomplish by mixing it in? Why did he do it? It's a good question. I don't know. Why did he do it? Huh? Okay. For fun. He did it for fun. Yeah. So it says, l'mishan asa b'shvilo. So you have the penalty. You're not allowed to be nana. Also to him and Mishan Asa B'Shvila. Yeah, the Bikvega here has a machlokes, and that sif in the Mechaba sif hey. When the Mechaba quotes Mishan Asa B'Shvila, he has a machlokes the Taz and the Rivosh. The Rivosh was way before the Taz. Rivosh lived in the days of the Rishonim. He was from the Tkufas of Rishonim. So the Taz raised an issue. Where's this Taz? He says here sif katan yud Taz in this sim and sif katan yud. What if a person has a store? He has a bakery and he mixes in chaz shmaltz for some reason or another into the bread and you have shishim against it. Somehow it's easier to scrape off in the pan or something like that. For some reason or another, he uses lard, but it doesn't enhance the flavor. It's not nice and tough. And he doesn't know who's going to buy. He doesn't know who the customers are going to be. He does it, I'm here for the customers. Is that called Mishanasa Bishvil? So the Taz says, no. Mishanasa Bishvil means I have someone specific in mind. Those over here is like Aim Breyer. I don't know who's going to buy. I have in mind whoever's going to buy. So the Taz says that's not called Mishan Asa B'Shvila. And the Rivosh holds that it is called Mishan Asa B'Shvila. So Rabbi Kedegir assumes that we should follow the Tshuvas HaRosh. We should follow the Tshuvas HaRivosh as opposed to the Rivosh came earlier, the Rosh with Tshuvas HaRishen. So we do consider that Mishan Asa B'Shvila. Yeah. In Hilcha Shabbos, the Magen Avraham quotes of Beis Yosef. There also we make a distinction. If someone is Mechal Shabbos, so there's a bigger penalty for the one who's Mechal Shabbos. He's not allowed to get Anoya, as opposed to Acherim. So what if I was Mechal Shabbos on your behalf? I cooked some food on your behalf. So does it have the same Chumrah as Lo? Do you treat it the same as like over here? Mevatadis lachatchila. And if Bito b'mezid, then it's also loli honis mimen. If he did it for himself, Mishan Asa B'Shvilo, or do you say no? Mishan Asa B'Shvilo is only, so that carries over to Hilcha Shabbos, or is there room to distinguish? So that's a machlekes the Beis Yosef in the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Shabbos, by Mevashel B'Shabbos. We're at the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Ches, I think. In the beginning of the first page of Siman Shin Yud Ches, that's a machlekes. It's usually assumed that it does carry over, that it's the same din. Mishanasa B'Shvila has the same din as Lo. Rav Soloveitchik said that his father had an argument. His father had a svara lechalek. His father's svara is a fascinating svara. How does it shtim with this sugya in Perakan Izokin? He said, his father said like this, let's say I have leftover food, no one's going to eat it, the children left over shirayim, so who's going to throw it out in the garbage anyway? So the dog doesn't care if we give him leftover food from people don't want to eat from other people's. A guy started a hot dog and he leaves a half a hot dog, so he throws it in the garbage, so he may as well throw it to the dog. So let's say we have Jews are eating kosher food, non-Jews are eating non-kosher hot dogs, so we take all the hot dogs and we serve it to the dog altogether. So let's say we know that the roiv of the leftover hot dogs are from Jews, from kosher hot dogs, and the miut are from non-kosher hot dogs. Is there a nisa of heim about the nisa lechatchila? Yovish be yovish. Yovish be yovish, heim about the nisa lechatchila is the nisa deraisa. I'm going to throw all the hot dogs in one bowl together and feed it to the dog. And when I throw it all in the bowl together, I'm not going to remember which hot dog is which. They all look the same, they all taste the same. So is there a violation of heim about the nisa lechatchila? So the achrayim say that that's not a nisa. They quote from the Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua. Mistama, he quotes it also. I didn't look through the whole sefer. Eim about the nisal chatchila. But I think in the second bit of Talmud, I think they quote that the whole nisal of Eim about the nisal chatchila is only a problem if I plan that a Jew is going to eat it, if the dog is going to eat it. So what's the difference? Kosher, non-kosher. You're allowed to feed non-kosher food to the dog. So there's no violation of Eim about the nisal chatchila. So that's where Moshe Soloveitchik said the following svar. He said in this din in Tzadik Tesef, hey. Aim about the nisal chatchila v'bitla, you're not allowed to eat it. That's not a penalty. I'm a vashel b'Shabbos, and if you cooked on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it. That's a penalty. Hanatei b'shviyas, you have to yank it out. That's a penalty. The guy did a malach on chalamoid. He planted a tree on chalamoid. You have to yank it out. That's a penalty. He married muberes chaver b'mezid. So he say yotzi v'lo yachzer ilomis. Even after the kid is bar mitzvah, you're not allowed to remarry that woman. There's a penalty. Those were all penalties. But he said as far over here. Eim avat an isa lechatchila is only violated if you're mixing in the isa into the heter and you have more heter, a Jew is going to eat it. If I'm feeding it to a guy, I'm feeding it to the dogs. I have to have two different bowls. I have to have a bowl with kosher food and I have to have a bowl with treifa food. It doesn't make a difference as far as the dog is concerned, as far as the nochri is concerned. It's all the same thing, so I'm not gaining any benefit out of it. So he said as far as if you went ahead and you're mevat isa intending to eat it, and then we tell you don't eat it, if you're not going to eat it, it'll turn out a gloy muslim afreya, you've undone the avera. You never did any avera. The only time you violate the avera, vei mevatel nisa lechatchila, is if you're going to gain by virtue of the fact that you're mevatel it. Then now you have more heter. But if a Jewish person is not going to eat it, so you didn't gain anything. So that's what he tainted. Over here, it makes sense to say, mishanasa b'shvilo, if we'll tell him, you don't eat it either. Not only the one who did the bitl shouldn't eat it, the one on whose behalf it was done also shouldn't eat it. So it comes out that you've undone the avera. You've spared yourself violation of the avera. Let's say someone asked Mishaila Friday night in shul. He said his wife didn't realize, his wife just had a baby, and his wife has a nochris coming over to help out in the house because she needs help, she's exhausted. So she told the nochris on Thursday, when you come, please do the laundry. So now he told his wife, you're not allowed to ask someone to do the laundry here. That's Amir Eliyakum. So the shaila is, does he have to tell the nochris that she shouldn't do the laundry? Yeah, tell her not to do the laundry, so you'll spare. I asked the guy on Erev Shabbos to do a malacha for me on Shabbos. Then if I realize I did an aver, not allowed to do that. Amir l'nochris also even mitbol yom. That's the Ozerua, as quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ozerua brings rice from the Gemara. Amir l'nochris is not only forbidden on Shabbos, even forbidden on Erev Shabbos also. So if I did it, so I'll tell the nochri on Shabbos, don't do it. So it'll come on. I never violated the aver. It's not an avera. Just to telling the nochri is an avera, even if the nochri doesn't listen to me. Let's say the nochri is not going to listen to me. I tell the nochri, please do me a favor, turn on the light. So you turn on the light yourself, and he'll go fly kite. So I didn't violate Amir the nochri. If he doesn't do it, he didn't do it. So if I told the nochri on Erev Shabbos, and he's going to do it, then I tell him, don't do it. So I spare myself the violation of Amir the nochri. So here also, I undo the avera. Hey, mevat anisa lechatchila, I mixed in iser, so my customers should eat it. Then we're going to tell the customers, don't eat it. If no one's going to eat it, it's going to come out. I never violated the avera. So here, that's what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said. Here, you're not allowed to eat it in order to undo the avera. Because if nobody gets hanor from the fact that you have more heter, so you didn't violate aim about the nisal lachatchilah. So here it makes sense to say mishanas and mishvilo is also dino kim about himself. But in Hilchot Shabbos, there it's not that you undo the avera. There it's a penalty for the fact that you did an avera. So why are you penalizing the mishanas and mishvilo? Penalize me. I'm the one who did the bishul b'shabbos. But it doesn't make sense to penalize the other one. So that's a machlek is the Magen Avraham and the Beis Yosef in the beginning of Shin Yud Ches. That's what Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik explained. He thought that there's makam lachalik. Question is, it doesn't seem to correspond living a dead to the sugi and gittin. You know, the sugi and gittin goes on and on and on. Two block gemara about konsu shogot the meisa, lo konsu shogot the meisa. And the gemara brings this in also. The pashtus says that this is also. There's not that this is a method of undoing the iser of aim of atlin. This is a penalty for having violated aim of atlin. That's a simple reading of the gemara. So the din in the Gemara is if you did it b'shegeg it's mutter, if you did it b'meizid it's us. Aim about the nisla chatkil. Is there any case?
Of course, if this, you tell the person not to eat it and he eats it, I tried to
undo my aver.
Yeah.
I mean, I violated the aver b'meizid.
Yeah.
I mixed it in the maize and intended to feed it to someone. Then I told him, don't do it.
I did wrong.
Yeah. I mixed in traits. I did wrong. I shouldn't have done.
Okay, I'm gonna eat it.
And then he goes that he's going to eat it. You mean do you say that he violates aver or that I violate aver? I don't know. Could be that I've undone my aver. That could be. So here the Mechaber quotes in Sivov. The Mocker is the Gemara and Beitz in the first parak. Isu shel devrei mem arbanosa biyadayim kedei levatlo. You're not allowed to mix the name of Atanis and Lachatchili. Even applies the Gemara says to Mukta. Eitzim Shanoshim and Adekel Biyonta Mamukta. So you're not allowed to mix them in with Eitzim that are Huchnu Mibodyom. Eitzim Huchanu Mibodyom. Avalum Nofen Lami Atzmo. But if the Atze Mukta fell into the Atze Heter, they may have to Kedel of Atla. How much do you need over there? You don't need Shishim. It's not a question of Tam over there. All you need is Chad Betray. You just need Raif. So the Gemara says there, if you don't have Raif, that's the Ramban and the Ran have a suffix. It's only if it's Machzah or Machzah, so it's not Bien. Or even if it's Raif, Iser, Amir, Teter, still we're Mekel. Since the whole din is only with the Rabban, and I'm about to Nisa Lachatchila and Nisa the Rabban, and it's a Nisa Kal, so we say Marba all of him Vatla, you're allowed to be Mavatla. So the Ramban had a suffix. Is it only if it's Machzah or Machzah? He knows exactly. Five logs fell in, and there were five logs there, so it's five and five. So it's a machzah, machzah. So then you marbol of eitzim mechonim and vatlo. Then we allow it, or we even permit it, because machzah, machzah, the isser is still bien. So it's not more kal than if the isser is mamish bien. So that's where the Ramban has a suffix. Maybe it's even mutter if it's roi visa miuteter. But the reason why we're mekel is because we don't want the heta dikalak to go leibut. Because they're all being burnt by the fire, so we permit you to be marbol beitzim mechanim ulevatlan to spare the head to dig a log. So the Gemara says in that case it's mutter. So the Mechaber extrapolates from that Gemara. The Gemara says hanemile b'deraisav b'derabbanim mevatlinan. By nisa the rabbanon is mutter. Tosis says hatakasha. There's another Gemara that says not so. Even by nisa the rabbanon. Also in beitzim Tosis says has me nisa the rabbanon she'ein lo ikam en ator. There are two levels of nisa the rabbanon. Nisa the rabbanon chama. Nisa the rabbanon kal. So it's only by Nisa de Rabbanu Kal. By Nisa de Rabbanu Chamor, we would not be Mekel. So that's what the Shach writes in Yud Zayin. He says in his commentary on the Torah, B'Sifri HaRachti, in the Sefer on the Torah, B'Bi Adorim, what's in Nisa de Rabbanu She'esh Likim and Atar? What's in Nisa de Rabbanu She'ein Likim and Atar? There are two levels of Yisurim de Rabbanu. Yeah. So the Mechaber holds that you're only, that's how Tosfos says within this Gemara, you're only Mekel if it's in Nisa de Rabbanu Kal. So Nisa the Rabbanu Chama, and then you're not Mekel. Then the Ramah says, V'yesh Omrim, this is already the Rosh. What's Yud Dalet? The Rosh adds this on. That when the Gemara says, Tur B'Shem HaRosh, yeah, the Rosh has it on Beitzah. The Ein Levat Lisa the Rabbanu Nehosu Falav, Kimo B'Yisa the Reis V'chein Nogim Ein L'Shanes, Ay, but the Gemara says, B'de Rabbanu Nevat Linan, no, that's because Mikli Kali Yisura, only in that rare case. We only permit it in that case in the Gemara. In other cases, we wouldn't be Mekel. So in this Sefer, he quotes from the Prima Godim, Primogodim, we spoke about it once. Primogodim has a checklist. When a balavasta comes with a shaila, so you should ask the following question. Was it ben yama? Was it shishim? Was it b'mezid? Was it b'shoigig? Is it nice and tam? Is it b'memina? Is it b'mishenemina? Is it derais? Is it rabbanan? Is it a suffix shishim? He gives you a whole list of things that you should ask. So that's the hanhogas isa beheter. Hanhogas hashel mehanisha behilchas isa beheter. So in the middle of the list, he quotes all the dinim here, the reim of atanis l'chatchila, and he says, in Hilchas Shabbos for a chole, let's say ben hashmashes, the din is ben hashmashes, so we make a kol davar shem shvus like gozer all the ben hashmashes. If it's ben hashmashes Friday evening going into Shabbos, so you're permitted to violate something that's only in Issa de Rabbanon if it's b'makom mitzvah b'makom hefsid moment. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Taisus in Hilchas Shabbos, that's only if it's in Issa de Rabbanon kal. If it's in Issa de Rabbanon chomer, then you're not makel. The Shulchan Aruch proceeds to discuss what belongs in the category of Inisa the Rabban Chomer, what belongs in the category of Inisa the Rabban Kal. That's what this Shach and Yud Zayin is alluding to. They wrote a whole essay in a sefer on the tour. So what happens though? That's if you're dealing with a Chad the Rabban. What if you have a trade the Rabban and a Shvuz the Shvuz? So Shvuz the Shvuz we're Mekel, we're Mata. Shvuz the Shvuz b'makom mitzvah, we're Mata even on Shabbos. Not only Ben Hashmashes. A Shvuz the Shvuz is more Kal. So the Prima Gadim says, so you see that a shvus, the shvus, something is only forbidden based on a combination of two yisurim derabbanan. So shvus, the shvus is more kal than an isa derabbanan kal. An isa derabbanan kal, you only make al bein hashmashes b'makom mitzvah. A shvus, the shvus, you make al not only bein hashmashes, even on Shabbos gufer. You matter b'makom mitzvah, b'makom hefsid mom. Whenever there's a shvus, the shvus. So shvus, the shvus is a trade derabbanan. So that's what the Prima Gadim says over here. What if you have something that's only osur mid derabbanan based on a combination of two yisurim derabbanan? So then he says, if it's only a trade, the Rabbanon, so then the din would be, even the Ramah would agree, that everyone would agree that it's muta levat alisa lechatchil. It means if it fell into heter, if it didn't fall into heter, it doesn't make sense. If the Issa, the Rabbanon, trade, the Rabbanon fell into, got mixed up with heter, and you're going to have a suffer a hefsid, you're going to have to throw everything out, have 20 trefa pieces of food and 15 kosher pieces of food. So the Rov Arisa. So I'm going to have to feed everything to the dogs. Even though there are 15 kosher pieces there, it's going to be a hefsid mammon over here. So it's permissible to Imar Ba'olav to add another 10 pieces, so the Issa Digit pieces should be bottled beroiv. In such a situation, if it's only the Rabbanon. So on this Sefer, he quotes a Maisa Shehoya, that there was a restaurant in Yerushalayim where they do kosher, they do fleshiks and they do milchiks. For lunchtime they do fleishiks, and for supper they do milchik. So they have different frying pans. They have a frying pan for fleishik, frying pan for milchik. So they fried the schnitzel by mistake on both frying pans. Some of the schnitzel was fried on the fleishik frying pan, some of it was fried on the milchik frying pan. And you can't stay stam kelim enim in a yoyman, it's a restaurant. So they use the milchik frying pan every single day. That's not stam kelim. Stam kelim is you don't know one way or the other. If it's a restaurant, it's bivadas that it's a ben yoma. They cook every day in that. So they fried. So at the end of the day, they made a calculation by mistake. They thought that they were doing only the schnitzel on the fleishik frying pan. Turned out that they did roiv of the schnitzel was fried on the fleishik frying pan. Miot of the schnitzel were fried on the milchik frying pan. And it got all mixed in together. So the one who writes this Shaila up, so he says, we're dealing with a trade the Rabbanon over here. He says, first of all, Besarev B'chalav is only Basar B'chalav in the Rabbanon. That's how we passed. We had Issa V'Heter, the Shach and Tzadik Ches had a whole Asog against the Torah's Chatos. I forgot already where it was. That the Torah's Chatos said, you machmer on even Besarev B'chalav. He quoted from an Issa V'Heter. Then he said he's mixing everything up. The Shach Tainis, the Issa V'Heter holds that Psarev V'Cholav is the Raisa. We don't pass on like that. What did he quote the Issa V'Heter about Psarev V'Cholav Yemachmar and the Rabbanans? The Issa V'Heter holds that is the Raisa. So we don't pass on like that Issa V'Heter. We pass on Psarev V'Cholav is only the Rabbanan. And over here it was really bottled Beroiv. It was right Heter Miot Issa, except that it's a Chaticha Ruil Iskabit. This is Schnitzel. This is the way they sell it in the restaurant. So Minatora have no problem at all, and for two reasons. First of all, Psarev B'chalav is only the Rabbanon, and secondly, the Chatich Reilis Kabbat is not bottled, is only with the Rabbanon. So since it's only a trade the Rabbanon, So the din would be over here that the Prima Gadim says it's muta laharbasol of elevatlo. So what do you mean laharbasol of elevatlo? I should make some more schnitzel. I don't need more schnitzel. He does need more. He knows how many customers he had. By mistake, he made a miut of the schnitzel on the milchig frying pan. So he says the whole reason why the schnitzel is a chatich roil is kabit is because they have big pieces. And he says, so the Moira Haroi said, cut them into smaller pieces, so it's no longer a chatich roil is kabit, like the Gemara says. If you have a goizi perich and you money badon, so it's a big dovachoshuv, so dovachoshuv is not bottle. So if you have one it goes to perich and money badon from Orlon, it got mixed in with 1,000, it's not bottle. So the Gemara says, if pits on the mezid, if you crack them, you cut them all, you slice them all, so it's no longer a dovachoshuv. So that's a violation of Eim Avat Anisa L'chatchila. So if you did it b'meizid, there's a penalty. If you did it b'shegig, there's no penalty. So he says over here, the Prima Gadim says it's mutter to be mevatel. What do you mean mevatel? Cut all the pieces of schnitzel, so it'll no longer be chatich haroi l'skab. I thought that was an interesting haroi. He says, he's afraid to say who. He says, some haroi in Yerushalayim was yes to Shaila, and he passed and cut them all. So next time you go to one of these restaurants in Yerushalayim, you may be eating bas v'chol, but it'll be mutter because of the psak. It'll be muta because it's bottle bereif. Yeah. So again, so the mechaber is more mekel over here by all yisurim of the rabbanon, and the ramah is only mekel by mikli kol yisur, only by the eitzim shenoshu the terchat tanur, and they're going to be all burnt up. Then he's mekel by yisur the rabbanon. Another yisur the rabbanon, he's machmer. That's what the shach and yutes is bothered with the kasha that the mechaber writes in Hilchas Chanukah. That the Moshe Shem, the Mechaber quotes from the Shiltus, it quotes a Braisa. We don't have such a Braisa in the Gemara anywhere. The Shiltus quotes a Braisa that by us is not available. So he has in his Braisa, Moshe Shem Shabineh, the leftover Shemen in the cup, after Chanukah is over, remains also. So that itself, we said last week, that itself is a Chiddush Niflo. That's what the Keren Ora pointed out. You really should have said that it's a Tashmishe Mitzvah, Lachas Ma Mitzvah, son is Nizrakim. After Chanukah is over, it should be ois hooked to the mitzvasa. The esrig is only hooked to the mitzvasa on Sukkot. After Sukkot is over, no more hooked to the mitzvasa. I'm not going to save it till next year. So the Moshe Shem Shabbinev should be mutter. So for some reason or another, we treat it like a Tashmishe Kedusha. We don't treat it like Tashmishe Mitzvah. We treat it like Tashmishe Kedusha. Do me the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash, the Shemen that they use for the menorah, Shel Kodesh, was Kodesh. It was Hegdash. So here we're machmer to treat it like Tashmishi Kedush. So then what's it then if it gets mixed in with other shemen? So the Mechaber says, you have to have shishim. If you don't have shishim, all of the shemen is osa. So fact akasha, and if you don't have shishim, all the shemen is osa, but osa lehoisef ala volavatlo. Mechaber says, you're not allowed to add on more shemen shall heter in order to see to it that you will have shishim. So yes, the kasha, but the shach has the kasha and the Mechaber tastira, but the Mechaber himself holds over here by every yisad the rabbanon kaal. It's only in Yisad Rabbanon in the first place. Yisad Rabbanon she'en likim en ater. So then we say, Mutal lehoisefolo velavatlo. So why does he say by the Moshe Shemesh Abiner Chanukah that it's also lehoisefolo ulevatlo? This is the Shach's Kash. So last week we were warming up, we were discussing it a little bit. So I said over different terutzim. So I said, one terutz was, I think, from the Chavis Das. One third was the Chavis Das says that by Yisuri Hanor, just like Avdi Miluim wrote, that by Truma being Mevatla Truma itself is a violation of Mishmeres Trumaisai. You take the Truma, you make it Ois Truma by being Mevatla. So if you take Yisuri Hanor, you Mevatla Berov, you make it Muta Banor. That itself is an act of getting Hanor from Yisuri Hanor. So you're not allowed to. The Mechaber quotes this Shiltas of Hazabrai, says the Moshe Shem Shabiner, Chanukah is also Bahanor. So if it's also manot to be mevatel, it will constitute a violation of Yisuri Hanor. Forget about Eim Avat and Yisra Lachatchila would have been mutter, because it's only Nisa de Rabbanon. But he says, because it's also Bahanor, so doing the act of Bittul, that itself is considered getting Hanor. There are those who disagree with both. There are those who disagree with the Avnim Eluim, and those who disagree with this Chavis Das also. They say, no. Once you mevatel the Truma, so it's always Truma, so there's no violation of Mishmeres. It's not Truma anymore. And once you have Yisuri Hanor, you mevatel it. So it's not Yisuri Hanor anymore. So you're not getting Hanor from Yisuri Hanor. It's a similar svara that they're saying. I think I said it over wrongly. I said over the Chavis Das's teretz in the name of the Avnei Miluim. Avnei Miluim has his vart on Truma. The Chavis Das says it by Yisuri Hanor. And it's along the same lines. And those who disagree here in this Sefer, Minchas Ephraim, Those who disagree with one disagree with the other. All that both of them is not a problem. Then we said last week, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes a teretz from the Beis Efrayim that even though the mitzvah of hadlokas neres chanukah is only with the rabbanon, but the hook to the mitzvah so will be a din derais. Once you perform a mitzvah, the rabbanon, the chavis agavet to fulfill a mitzvah is only the rabbanon. But once you do the mitzvah, it has a kiyum on the level of derais and it will become hook to the mitzvah menater. So that's a chiddush nifla. So Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses whether that is acceptable or not. He gives other mekaris rabbeinu yoni and brachas, tries to give other mekaris whether that is so or not. Mid the Rabbanon there's no taruz. Menator it's butler already. Mid the Rabbanon I treat it like a dovah chashiv, it's not considered the taruz. But the Gemara says that when you crack the egoizim, so that's a violation of Eim Avatlan. So here also, when I cut the chatiches, that's a violation of Eim Avatlan, but we have heterim. So whenever it's a trade the Rabbanon, then it would be mutta. Whenever it's a trade the Rabbanon, it would be mutta. Yeah. Here Rebbe Kivega quotes, there's a misprint in Rebbe Kivega on Sif Hei. Here the Mechaber writes over here, Eim Avatan Isla Chatchilin, if you did it b'meizu, it's also lo, l'mishan asa b'shvilo. So you're not allowed to eat it now. So he has, v'im bishel, acha kacha maichel. In my edition it says v'im bitel. They probably corrected it in the new editions. On Sif Hei. He should say, im bishel, acha kacha maichel, gamak deir asura. He quotes a tu ashor. Shows is safer on Yerida, Simalamites and Hilchas Trefus. So that's Bemisa Achidish Gadol. You can dig yourself on this. There's room to stack things up over here. The din, if you cook trefa food in a pot, so the pot becomes osir, so the Gemara says, Giuli Klei Midyon, that it says in the Chumash, you have to kasha the trefa pots and pans that they got in the war against Mohammed Midyon, that war. That's because the Nochem cooked Macholas Asur, so there's a din of Tamki Iker. Over here, this is not an Isser Betoris Macholas Asuris. The din is they made a penalty in order to serve as a deterrent that people shouldn't violate the din of Eim Avatan Isa L'chatchila. So they made a penalty and they said whoever does it is not allowed to get on or off from it. But they never really declared it as a chepts of Macholas Asura. So there's room to argue over here that maybe you shouldn't ask. You have the same Shaila in Hilchas Shabbos and also in the same opening page in Simeshin Yud Ches. Amavashal b'Shabbos osa lo elomis. He's never allowed to eat that food that he cooked on Shabbos. So he said he has to kasha the pot. He has to kasha the pot. If he's not going to kasha the pot, then he'll cook some food on Sunday within 24 hours of the time that he cooked the food on Shabbos. He's going to have a tam ki ikir of the time of the food on Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham quotes a Chuvas HaRashba, who says that it's also, that you have to kasha the pot. So that's a question. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought that that was highly questionable. He said, what do you mean? It's not a chefta macholos, it's a penalty. Also lihonis mimenu. The whole idea of kashering trefa kelim is if it's tam ki ikar. Tam ki ikar only applies if you're dealing with macholas asuras. So we spoke about that already in the piss. You have a few cases in halacha where the halacha requires you have to kasher a pot, even though the food is not really trefa. Something that it's a din, you're not allowed to eat the food, but it's not really macholas asuras. So this to assure the Rebbe Kivega quotes is also in that shiloh. Okay, so Glinetta tomorrow we'll try to continue. What do we make up? 11:30. And we'll try to see if this room is available. Good.
What's going to be in the Bechina?
What's going to be? Whatever we covered. With a little chumash thrown in.
From
the midterm. We've got to find out what where we left off by the midterm. Yeah.
So where does Rebbe anticipate covering to?
No, this similar to. I don't know. A couple of days.
Mm-hmm.